The bald eagle is a symbol of the United States. An image of the bird is on the flag and seal of the U.S. President, the seal of the U.S. Supreme Court, military insignia, as well as the dollar bill. Even so, the bird has had its ups and downs. At one time, the bald eagle was at risk of permanent disappearance or extinction. Later, however, its numbers recovered. In the early 2000s, the federal government removed the bird from its endangered species list. Culturally, too, the raptors are doing well again. In December 2024, before leaving office, Joe Biden signed legislation officially making the bald eagle the national bird of the United States. The bald eagle has a long, complex story of species weakness and recovery. An insect-killing chemical called DDT played a major part in that story. DDT is a chemical used to kill insects. The substance also proved harmful to eagle eggs. American officials banned DDT in 1972. But the use of the chemical had already caused severe damage to eagle populations. For example, in the 1980s, there was only one nesting pair of eagles in the state of New Jersey. Now there are about 300 pairs. To rebuild the number of eagles across the U.S., researchers wanting to save them imported the birds from places where their population numbers were secure, including Canada. Early on, they also removed eggs from their nests so they could safely hatch with scientists before being returned to their parents to raise, explained Kathy Clark. She is the head of New Jersey's Endangered and Non-Game Species Program. Clark has worked with the birds for many years. This includes the time when New Jersey had very few bald eagles, and they only lived in areas far from people. Clark said that she will always remember that feeling of not knowing if the species will survive. Maya Edwards is the science director at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Alaska. She says the species represents one of the few conservation success stories of animals that came close to disappearing permanently from America. I think now it's really important to make sure people know that story and learn from it, she said. Clark said the eagles have taught officials some lessons. One is that the raptors are good at changing to fit their environment. The birds now live in parts of New Jersey that are dense with people. But the birds still face dangers in such areas. Jillian Fazio is director of the Essex County Turtleback Zoo in northern New Jersey. She said the zoo rescues a number of birds hit by cars. The zoo is also home to Freedom, a bald eagle named by the caretakers. Freedom was rescued hanging from a tree in Minnesota after he got caught in some rope. He was injured so badly that he cannot be returned to the wild, Fazio said. A lack of eagle habitat and prey also threatens the species. Bald eagles feed heavily on fish, so they require clean, open water in which to hunt. Disease outbreaks, such as avian influenza or bird flu, are another serious threat to the birds. The birds are highly respected by several Native American cultures as symbols of strength, especially in the Pacific Northwest, says Paul Apodaca. He is a retired university professor who specializes in stories and storytelling from different cultures. The position of eagles as symbols of the U.S. adds to their protection. Americans are always going to have that sort of personal relationship with bald eagles, said Clark, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection official. Dan Day is a birder. He has seen bald eagles about 50 times in recent years, both on nature walks and while driving around. He said, "It really elevates your day to see a bald eagle." I'm Anna Mateo.